Seches Ksuvos Perek Yud Gimel Mishneh Gimel. The last two Mishnayos discussed the first Dayonic Xeris of Chanan, and now we come to Admon. Admon Omer Shiva. Admon says seven different halachas. Mishemeis v'hiniach bonim ubonois. If a person died and he left sons and daughters, bizman shanachosim merubim, at the time where the nechassim are merubim, and the Gemara explains when the nechassim are merubim, that there's enough nechassim to feed the daughters up until their age of bagrus, until they're 12 and a half years old. So the halach is habanim yarshim, the banim yarshim the assets, the habanis nizainis, and the daughters are nizainis from the assets because the nechassim are merubim. Uve nechassim mu'atim, but if they're nechassim mu'atim, less than that, habanis yizainu v'habanim yichazru al hapsachim. The daughters are fed from the assets, and the sons have no right to them because we're afraid that the daughters will not have enough to eat to be fed from. And they, but therefore the banim are yichazru al hapsachim, they have to go collect money as mendicants. Admon Omer, b'shvil she'ani zachar hifsadati, because I'm a zachar, because I'm a male, I lose, meaning the son should be equal to the daughter, and the ben yarshins and the bas doesn't yarshin. So why should it be any different? Why should it be yaday shela ben ala tartoina? So Pashas Admon holds that then nizaynim ke'echot. Omer Rami Gamliel, royani es divrei Admon. I agree with Admon. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos holds that Admon is not chaylik on the Tanakhama, but the Ritva clearly and Rashi clearly say that he does argue, and therefore he holds that even if the nechassim are mu'atim, the bonim and the bonis yarshin together, then the zaynis together. Mishneh Dalet, hatoyin es chaveri kadei shemen. Before we go to this mission, we have to explain one thing. When a person is a shvuas haTorah called moida b'miktsas, if I mon you $100 and you say I owe you only 50, you have to swear on the other 50. Now, one caveat, there's many caveats, but one thing that we have to know is that the haidah has to be mimin haTaina. You can't taina Sa'irim and be moida v'chitim. Let's say I $100 bushels of sa'irim I lent you, and you are moida to me 50 bushels of chitim. That's not a hoidah mimin hataina. So now what happens over here? Atoyan is chaveri kadei shemen. A person mund jugs of oil. The hoida b'kankanim, and the person was moida to the toiveya in the jugs, but he wasn't moide in oil. Admon Omer, hoyel v'hoide b'miktsas hataina yishava. It's a hoidah b'miktsas hataina. The assumption in Admon is, if I mon you kadei shemen, I'm not only moning you the shemen, the oil, I'm also moning you the kadim. Therefore, it's a hoidah mimin hataina. V'chachamim Omerim, ein zu hoidah mimin hataina. This is not a hoidah mimin hataina. You mon me oil, and I'm being moide to you in jugs. That it's considered a hidah mimin hataina.